B.O.B.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
I feel good!
Good afternoon. Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. You know, I want to bring up that we're doing a weekday show Monday through Friday now from 5 to 6 in the 5 to 6 o'clock drive time called The Last Word. And The Last Word in Politics is Monday and Thursday and Friday. So we bookend the week with The Last Word in Politics. And in the middle, we have The Last Word in Real Estate and The Last Word in Insurance. Dan, the insurance man, joins me on Tuesday. A great and informative show. And then The Last Word in Real Estate with Rapid Fire Real Estate on Wednesday. So that makes up that week of one-hour shows, locally based live shows in Jacksonville. We are at WBOB, the last real live and local station here in the North Florida area. And we are absolutely the last live and local AM station, reaching all the way from Savannah, Georgia to just about Sanford, Florida. And if you catch it just on the right day, we've had people that have been listening all the way up into the Carolinas and all the way down as far as Tampa. So it just happens to be the sun has to be in the right position. Tonight, joining me in the studio, I really feel bad about this because you've gotten yourself so worked up and you're so nervous.
Oh, yes.
Are you just starstruck by being here in the studio, or what is it that's caused you to lose your voice?
Yes, with the likes of you. See,
so
I can't
talk. It's just starstruck.
I think I should just go home.
No, I think you're fine. Angela Walker, one of the nicest people I have ever met.
I did lose my voice today, though.
But did you lose it on your show this morning?
No.
No?
I have my voice for my own show. It was you. It was coming here.
Okay, it's okay.
I'll read to you what my husband wrote to me.
I'll sign an autograph headshot for you to take home with you at the end of the show. It'll be fine. There's no reason for you to be nervous.
Well, I will sell you a headshot of me. With an autograph. But I want to tell you what my husband wrote.
Who's also your co-host on Real Estate Radio.
He's so excited because you called him a saint.
He is a saint.
For putting up with me.
Exactly.
He said, I'm a saint. Woohoo.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
You know, because
okay.
Let's all face it, Angela. You are a rather high maintenance individual.
I am not high maintenance at all.
And you are now a recent grandma. Do you want to dote a little bit about your new...
He's the cutest. He is the cutest.
His name is Jack.
His name's Jack. See, you are listening.
I do. I listen to your show every week, even though you have now told everyone that you don't listen to me any longer.
Well, because you threw me under the bus.
Well, I can't
in front
help
of everybody.
It. It's hard to have a battle of wits with an unarmed person. I had to do what was necessary in order to make my point. We're talking about some of the things in Jacksonville, which... During Jimmy Hill's interview, and she's showing me a picture, folks, for those of you that can't see at home because this is radio, she's showing me a picture of the new one. What's that, about a week, 10 days old?
Day two.
Oh, that's from day two. Wow.
He just turned one week yesterday.
That's a big young man.
He's cute.
Wow. So Jacksonville has areas of town where we know are high crime areas.
Yes.
And as a realtor.
Yes.
You can't, what did they call it back in the, was it called redlining in the
50s? Redlining.
Okay.
Correct.
So you're not allowed to even discuss those aspects of how much calls for service that the police department has?
That's right. What we do is refer them.
There you go. You refer them.
Thank you. Refer them to the police department to get those statistics.
And I'm smiling only because I've been listening to you guys for 7 years. I know how important it is for you to sound good, to look
good,
to do everything.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset about it, really.
So
I was hoping Jimmy was going to stay through the whole thing so I didn't have to talk.
No, it'll be fine. You'll be all back to normal by next week. You had some open houses today, so you were out in the pollen. It's more than likely the pollen.
Oh, yeah. I think it is the pollen.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And I was out in it yesterday and today. So.
A very active realtor here in
the
North Florida.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay.
7 days a week.
I enjoy having you here on the show, and so it gives me an opportunity to learn stuff about the aspects of the city. You don't necessarily work the downtown area. When I say that, there's not much. Do you?
I mean, we're holding an open house tomorrow, and it's on River Falls, which is in Trout River Landing.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So that's kind of downtown, a little bit like North Springfield area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's off done.
Yeah. So is it hard with all the stuff that's on the news about gangs and violence and drive-bys? Is it hard to sell homes in that area? I assume it's much harder there than it would be in Queens Harbor or Bartram Springs or Mandarin or anything of that nature.
I would tell you that I feel like the people who reach out to us aren't necessarily looking in that area. That doesn't mean it's not a good area. There's plenty of people who live there. So there's something for everyone. And I think the secret is to try to figure out where people belong. They try to figure out themselves where they belong. So when I'm talking to someone, I'm only talking to them about commute time. What do you do for fun? You know, helping to understand what type of home they're looking for, how many bedrooms, baths, square footage, all that. Do they need a fenced yard? Do they want to be on the river? Whatever their needs are. And then a lot of time, the drive time or the schools or something will dictate where we're going to look.
I know you're not going to believe this, but I'll play the tape for you back after the show.
What?
But as you were talking,
yes,
the more you talked,
yes,
the more the old Angela voice came back. And Howard's sitting at home and listening. Yeah, you were right back to almost completely normal there.
It's hard for me, but I'm doing
it. It's the start to stop. But yeah, it sounds great.
And doing it.
We just got off of the whole idea of transparency.
Yes.
And as a realtor, you're not really allowed to be political in nature. I mean, you never know who your buyer is. You don't know whether they're conservative or whether they're liberal, and it really doesn't matter when you're buying a home.
Correct.
It doesn't play into your aspect of the job, but
it actually should not play into it.
Do you find that sometimes it does with not necessarily with other realtors?
Oh, even customers. I mean, we were at open house today. And the nicest man came up. He was a Vietnam vet. And he talked for, I don't know, an hour and a half. And he was very conservative. You know, he had strong. In fact, I told him to listen to your show tonight. And I asked him to call in and talk to you because I just thought the two of you would hit it off great. And he has incredibly strong opinions. And, you know, it's. I don't know how to say this, but to let people talk is okay. But for me to interject and insert myself is a little bit not what I need to be doing.
Okay.
So, but I always welcome them to say whatever they want to say.
In the Jacksonville area, obviously, I know that you're not really, I know where you live, so you're not really in the Jacksonville area.
Yes, I am.
Well,
I live in Duval County.
Well, yeah, you do. But you live in a really nice kind of out. You're not in core downtown. You're not in
core,
and you're not in the old area.
We're in a suburb, in Mandarin.
And so the areas that you deal with, are you finding like a drop of water in a pond that people are moving further and further out and want to move further and further out? No?
No.
People are trying to get back to core downtown, you think?
Yeah, it's really interesting because all the people who have grown children are moving back to Jacksonville. You know, that have lived in St. John's County for the schools, and now their kids are graduating. They're moving back.
Well, that's good to hear.
And I met a young couple today who is going to have children, and they were like, no, we're living in Jacksonville.
Well, the squeaky voice that you hear on the other end is Angela Walker from Real Estate Radio joining me tonight on I'm Speaking Plainly. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK. 222-8255.
Somebody call.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, February 15th through Sunday, February 17th, it's the Jacksonville International Auto Show at the Pry Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. and Saturday, February 16th at 4 p.m. See and hear Stop at the Times Union Center. And Saturday, February 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Single-family houses and apartments are the key to passive income, a.k.a. retirement. No one knows this better than America's most successful investor educator, national radio host, self-made multimillionaire, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley. Del is sending his team out across the country. Meet them live in a city near you, one day only. Check the schedule and claim your seats at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Attend for free. Register at retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at retireinfiveyearsorless.com.
City Rescue Mission's 4th Annual Difference Makers Banquet is coming up on Thursday, February 7th at the Lexington Hotel and Conference Center. Join City Rescue Mission for a special evening featuring special guest Daryl Strawberry, who for 17 years was one of baseball's most feared sluggers, an inspiration for anyone in recovery. Strawberry has often said, "I never had trouble hitting, I had trouble living." You can reserve a table at City Rescue Mission's 4th Annual Difference Makers Banquet on February 7th for you and your friends, church, staff, or family by calling CRM at 904-421-5183 or by going to crmjacks.org today. Single seat tickets are also available for purchase. City Rescue Mission has been providing hope, healing, and second chances to those who need it most since 1946 and looks forward to sharing Daryl Strawberry's heartwarming story of recovery and restoration on February 7th. RSVP today at crmjacks.org or 904-421-5183. Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in jacks.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jackson. Well, welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. The finger popping you hear in the background is the
Could you hear that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm always dancing to your music. You have the best music.
Well, only the best, you know?
I know, the best for the best. I got it.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Angela Walker from Real Estate Radio joining me in the studio tonight. I love having you in here for a co-host. I did not realize that last time you were in the studio, I upset you because of
greatly.
Really? I did, and I didn't mean to. Well, actually, I probably meant to.
You
I just
did.
Would have enjoyed it more had I really known that I'd done it because you didn't bother to tell me.
Didn't I tell you?
No, you didn't give me the enjoyment, the pleasure.
I thought I told
you
afterwards.
No? No, you just stopped listening to me.
Well, yeah, I did.
Now, let me give you some advice, regardless of what you hear from anybody else.
What?
Not listening to me takes you to a level of lack of education. I mean, think of the valuable knowledge that you missed all those weeks that you didn't tune in to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Now,
it's
would
like
that
the
be
dumbing
what you're
down
saying?
Of America.
Is that what you're saying on the air or what your guests say?
No, it's what I'm saying. It's those Papa Vane moments that you've been missing all of this time.
I do like that.
And so we can break.
It's funny.
We can break. Yeah. You know
but
what?
When you talk to the other real estate person, you just really cut her a lot of slack.
Well, because I'm only moderating those shows on Tuesday and Thursday. So my job is to be there and run the phones and run the lead-ins and lead-outs. And so I have to be nice. There's a kinder, gentler Bill Tuesday and Wednesday.
Uh-huh. I never met him.
But Monday and Thursday and Friday. Well, you know, you bring out the worst in me.
I do not. I do not.
All right. Moving forward.
What?
We're right in the middle of this election cycle. And what I was leading into with the real estate thing is you really can't. You guys are apolitical.
Pretty much.
Just politics neutral. And so the word on the street is, and maybe you can't even acknowledge this, but if I wanted to buy a house from you and you went and showed me a house in a neighborhood and I said something like, well, how's the crime rate here in this neighborhood? You have kind of a candy-coated answer that you have to give out because of your affiliation with the NIFAR and the local realtors.
Yes, because we're not trying to ruin neighborhoods. So, you know, if someone's concerned about that, they need to go check at the substation for the police, and they'll help them to understand the crime rate in the area. Absolutely.
Do you notice a downtick in the number of homes that you guys are showing because of the increase in mainstream media covering crime and drive-throughs and gangs here in the area? Has it affected the number of homes that you guys are able to move?
In general?
In general, yeah.
No.
So we still
in
have
those areas, yes.
Really?
Yes.
So trying to fight blight in those areas and having crime and violence taking over.
Yes.
It's actually kind of a snowball rolling downhill.
It is a huge snowball. Yes.
Now you've sat here in this political forum.
Yes.
Not taking on your moniker as a realtor tonight. Any suggestions that you have that you could, if you had an opportunity to sit and talk with the current mayor or the sheriff, is there something you would say to help curb violent crime here in Jacksonville? Something you've seen from the outside that maybe needs improvement?
I don't know what advice I would give because I don't know how to manage a city like that. But I would definitely like to see the crime gone.
Gone, I think, is asking a lot. But back down to a level it was in the 70s.
Earlier tonight, you said you weren't worried about murder, like it wasn't going to change. But it should change. People should feel safe to be out in their neighborhood, to be outside and not worry about a drive-by shooting or whatever. So I do think that something has to be done.
Let me give you a statistic that most people won't understand unless they get on Al Gore's internet and look it up. But on average, from last night at midnight through Monday morning at 6 in Chicago, on average, some nights lower, some nights higher, on average, there'll be 81 people shot in Chicago. 45 of those will be killed in one weekend. And we have one, two maybe, on a bad week. Generally, those two are related in somehow to a drug deal gone bad.
Or
domestic violence, yeah. And in fact, you ask any police officer, and 9 times out of 10, they'd much rather pull up on something, anything other than domestic violence.
Because
that's a very dangerous situation for them to be in. And I'm glad that our guest, Jimmy Hill, had voiced his opinion relative to moving the elections into off cycles. I don't think if it were, and I have recovered, or I believe that I'm in the process of recovering a great friendship off of some statements that I made, which I kind of still stand behind, but I understand that they were incisive, to say the least, with some of the local unions here about the negotiation process and the perks, and we came to a mutual understanding. I think that we should move the contract negotiations between the police and the firefighters union to off election years.
That'd be good.
And I do understand that from the standpoint of, for example, the police department, that we in Jacksonville have to have perks in order to keep the police department at its current level or even greater. Because in order to have them, we don't pay enough for our road officers to keep a good standing of road officers. We had a huge brain drain in Duval County because of the drop plan, because of the uncertainty of how the pension fund was going to work out.
Right.
If we could have solved, and I mean really solved, not kicked the can down the road, if we could have solved the pension problem 20 years ago, we would probably not have near as many senior officers retiring and moving out into the private sector as we've had in the last 5 years. We would have had, and that's going to be a big issue for us going forward, is that we have a lot of young, inexperienced officers that are currently heading out onto the road. Not to say that they didn't get proper training. I'm sure that they did when they left the academy. The problem comes from the fact that there's some things, just like in flying, there are things that your instructor can't teach you that you have to experience
right.
for yourself.
Right.
And so interaction with the public is something that is learned either by having it passed on to you from a senior officer or just from years of experience. A young recruit doesn't have those years of experience, so therefore they rely on mentorship and experience from older officers. Well, when those older officers retire because they're uncertain as to how their pension is going to be meted out, then the young guys have nothing to go on except their experience interacting with the public on a daily basis. And if you have a young officer that interacts with the public badly, it can go south very, very quickly. You can have officer-involved shootings. You can have civil rights violations. You can have a lot of things go wrong really quickly. Not that those officers intended for it to happen, but because de-escalating is a major, it's a major form of activity on the street. A police
right.
officer doesn't always charge in like a raging bull to try and solve an issue. Sometimes they walk in and they try to de-escalate an issue to get people to talk about what's going on. And sometimes when two combatants talk about something, sure, somebody's probably going to jail, but at least they're going to go to jail as a whole person, not someone with a bunch of holes in them and then an officer having to answer as to why he had to draw his gun. I was making a comparison between Jacksonville and Chicago, but certainly not thinking that we were going to get to that point of being Chicago. I think a lot of the problems that we have in our big cities is that we have millions of people in many cases. You know, you've got 6 million people, and people have a hard time grasping this figure, but it's true. There's 6 million people that move in to New York every day. Every day.
That doesn't sound right.
It is. And then every night they move back out into Connecticut, into
Jersey.
New Jersey,
yeah.
into the surrounding areas.
Right.
When I tell people that, and
right.
that number's 10 years old, it might be more than that now, that city doubles in size every day, and then every night it goes away. So during the day, it becomes a pressure cooker. People get angry. People don't like riding the train. People don't like waiting for a cab. People don't like the price of food that they're having to pay for. And then every night they go away, and they carry that back away with them into the suburbs. In Jacksonville, we have what we have. And fortunately, we have enough square mileage around us to where people can kind of get away and they can find their own zen spot. Mine happens to be, an old farm in the middle of the woods where nobody can tell me I can't change the oil in my car or in the driveway. Someone else's zen might be Queens Harbor inside Belle Reve, which is that, you know, as a realtor, that must seem strange to you. You have a gated community within a gated community, a double gated community.
Yeah.
That either tells me one thing, that right around that area of Queens Harbor, it's really, really bad, or inside that gated community, within the gated community, you got a lot of snobby people that just don't want to see anybody else. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, we're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. The last 30 minutes, and I'm being very, very nice to you tonight.
I know.
You should be very
That's
happy
because
about
I can't
this.
Talk. If I could speak better, you would.
I wouldn't feel near
would.
As sorry for you. As
I know you
right
would.
Phone lines are open, 222-TALK. 222-8255. If you'd like to reach me by snail mail, you can. Bill@600WBOB.com. Bill@600WBOB.com or Facebook, facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Virginia's embattled governor says he wants to spend the remaining 3 years of his term pursuing racial equity. Governor Ralph Northam told the Washington Post today there is a higher reason for the horrific reckoning over a racist photograph that appeared in his medical school yearbook. The image shows a man in blackface beside someone in a Ku Klux Klan robe. Northam denies being in the photo. There have been calls from both Democrats and Republicans, not only in his state, but around the country, for him to step down. French Interior Minister Christophe Castaner has gone on Twitter to express his disgust, as he calls it, at French Yellow Vest protesters who set alight an anti-terror military car at a protest in Paris today. Such vehicles have been a common sight in Paris since the deadly attacks by extremists in 2015. Demonstrators ended the 13th consecutive weekend of protests at the Eiffel Tower. This is...
We know you're busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out our new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The Original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week. Check us out on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Hey, everyone. You know, let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. That felt good, huh? Just like that, we had a nice, special sort of moment together. Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They could be loud moments, goofy moments, sporty moments, dorky moments. Moments where we talk or walk or just hang out. It doesn't really matter. They all count. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. Sounds like somebody agrees. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Today, call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Right now it's 834 A1A. No major delays north or southbound, but traffic is busy from Ponte Vedra to Volano Beach. 95 southbound, St. Johns County. That's congested from International Golf Parkway to just before State Road 16. Cloudy and breezy tonight. A chance of showers down to 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with a breeze. A chance of rain and a high 66. It'll be partly sunny and 77 for the high Monday. Partly cloudy now in Jacksonville and 57 here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly. What you got to say? To join the conversation, call 222-TALK. Say, hey, hey, hey. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. I had someone on line one a few moments ago. I'm running my own phones right now in addition to doing some other things, and so I dropped them off of Lori. Oh, Lori was on line one. Lori, if you get a chance, you can call back. Yeah, I'm listening.
Save me, Lori. Call
Sometimes
back.
You'll hear me talking like I'm talking to someone, but yet out on the radio you don't, and that's because Master Control is talking in one ear, and I have a hard time multitasking.
I Of course you do.
I knew I'd get a chuckle out of you.
Of course you do.
Lori, if you get a chance, feel free to call back. I'll throw you on hold real quick, and I'll get to you as soon as I can. You had some interesting statistics that you picked up. 70%
Well, the murder rate's important to me and to my business, because when people try to move here from the north, then their questions are, is it safe? I'm looking for a city that's safe in Florida. So there's an awful lot of people who are trying to retire in Florida. And so they want that safety factor. And, you know, you can't blame them for wanting to know it. And when you look at the data, they'll say, oh, Jacksonville has a pretty high murder rate. So, and one of the data points I was looking at was there were 70% of the murders from 2018 remain unsolved. So if I was to say something to the mayor, I would say, what do we have to do to get those solved? Why should we have murders not being solved?
Well, I'm not playing devil's advocate for the mayor, but I'd say that the figure is 2018. We're just starting our second month into 2019. And I would say on average, just thinking about how long it takes to compile evidence, to put the data together, you may have someone who's in jail awaiting trial, and it's not considered a solved murder until there's a conviction. So a lot of those figures might be skewed. I would venture to ask you, look up from 2017 or 2016 and see how that goes. Let me see if I got Lori on the line. Lori, are you there?
I am here.
Hey.
Okay. I thought I had actually hung up on you. I'm sorry,
thank you for calling.
It's okay. I just knew you guys were going on a long break, and if you called my name, I knew I was invited. So, and this is kind of what I told Tom. I would swear before you were talking about the crime rate in Jacksonville and how we have the street crimes, but then we have even more domestic crime.
Yes.
Do any of you have any information on why we have so much domestic crime? Or is that because, Bill, you think a woman's place is in the home and not out there trying to make some fungible funds so that they can support themselves?
Okay.
Because sometimes men just sit on their butts and women have to go to work.
Call it like
okay.
It is.
Lori, right. I'm going to give you your answer, but I'm going to give it to you off the air.
There you go. But talk about what you know
why
domestic violence is so high here.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with stress, but I'll give it to you off the air. The idea, and Angela has come at me a couple of times with respect to my feelings on this. If we go back into the days of the wagon train...
You are old, right?
Well, but you
actually
think
we're the same age.
Think about our country. It
yes.
was better back then. Think about it. Our country as a whole was better back then.
There was also no technology, which is what I tend to go towards.
And I can understand that, because technology makes your life easier.
Easier, but bad.
Right. Easier, but bad.
Yeah. It's not good to have an easy life. We should be working hard. It should be a harder thing for us, not an easier thing.
Well, I agree with you, but I agree with you for a different reason. I think that at the end of the day, a father going home to his kids as they grow, me personally, I think he ought to have something to show for it at the end of the day. I think a lot of our economy now...
Wait, what do you
driven,
mean by that? What okay. do you want him to have to show?
I think a man is more of a man when he can drive his kid by a building or a bridge or a public works project or anything and say, you see, I built that. I helped make that. I helped design that. I don't think a child has as much endearing love for a father who says, you know what? I sold 500 shares of Microsoft today, and I made $1,000. It just doesn't ring home to me that is something to impress your kid with, that you sat in a cubicle with recirculated air, with your little tchotchkes up next to your 48-inch computer screen, and you move somebody's money from point A to point B, and you moved another guy's money from point B to point C, and at the end of the day, you got commissions on both of them, and you took home a paycheck. To me, that's not, in my opinion, a valuable enterprise. Now, wait.
I don't agree, but okay.
Well, real estate. Let's talk about real estate for a second.
Yes.
You guys have converted me over the years, just my relationship with you and Howard.
Right.
Because in my opinion, if you are going to buy a house, there ought to be some work involved. You ought to have to go out and find your own
timber?
Mortgage. Yes, in the perfect world, yeah. But we can't always
have
that.
That's how it used to be in the pioneer days.
Right, and you had barn raisings where the neighbors came around and helped you build.
I would love to have lived then, yes.
I would have loved to have lived then too. But nowadays, people want to buy a house. Many times they buy a house that's beyond their means. They get a mortgage that they can take care of today, but if something happens in 6 months, they can't, or in a year, they can't, and they begin to struggle.
True of anybody. That's true of anybody.
But
anybody could lose their job.
Right. And we're all one paycheck, one or two paychecks away from being homeless. I understand that. That's the society we live in.
Yes.
Nobody saves for a rainy day anymore. Right. That's why I have very little sympathy for the federal employees that were on the shutdown, that were laid off. Because if they were smart, they wouldn't be spending every dollar they make on the trappings of life.
Yes.
Instead of buying a brand new Lincoln, they'd buy a four-year-old Toyota. And eventually, after enough people bought the four-year-old Toyotas instead of the brand new Lincolns, the car dealerships would get serious about lowering the prices.
They would
and
indeed.
Right.
They would
so
indeed.
So everything is a domino.
Yes.
And going back to the days of the Old West, when you set out across the plain, and you know, St. Louis was considered the gateway of the West, and people say, well, St. Louis is way up in Missouri. Those are the people from Jacksonville and Atlanta and Miami are talking because they don't realize that there was a point in time in this country where Jacksonville and Atlanta and Miami were not hubs. They were boondocks.
Right.
So everybody left Boston. They got in their Conestoga wagons and they headed out through St. Louis, the last real bastion of civilization in our country. And they went to make it on their way, you know, to the West Coast, to California, to follow the gold rush in 1849, whatever it took to get them across the plains. But if they had a wheel break off their wagon and they were out there all alone, well, you know, that's how towns like Maryville or Dennistown or Johnstown, that's how they got started. Because when the wheel fell off the wagon and they didn't have a way to fix it, that's where they lived. That's where they settled. That was the whole idea of settlers. They came and they got as far as they went and they set right there and they built a house and they lumbered their own timber and hopefully they didn't have a wheel fall off out in the plains of Nebraska and Iowa because there's nothing out there.
Right.
There's no trees out there. You know, there's prairie land. And then in the prairie land they built sod houses, you know, and they built with what they could. When our country was smaller, it was better because we didn't see the trappings. You didn't see a guy going down to his local Conestoga wagon dealership and picking out a wagon that had, you know, cruise control. And, wow, this one's got a four-horse team, you know, instead of a two-horse team. Or, you know, we've got a six-way tailgate. That's Ford's new thing now, a six-way tailgate. You don't need a six-way tailgate. You need a tailgate that drops down on your pickup truck so you can load stuff in.
Wait,
that's what
no.
you need.
Are you talking about the one that drops down and then
drops down
again?
And it drops again, or it splits open, or it opens from the left, or it opens from the right? When you start,
I like that actually. It's really cute.
You would.
When you start, I'm short, so I need the help to get up there.
When you start adding all these things, you add price, you add the opportunity, or you add the requirement to having to repair it. When you do that, the more you complicate the pipes, the easier it is to stop up the plumbing.
Okay.
So
when we come back, are you going to talk about the question that Lori asked?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get to it.
We're
going to talk.
Do that?
Well, we were going down that road of trying to explain to people why having a family that has two incomes doesn't necessarily give you a better quality of life.
Oh, I agree with you.
You're listening. Wow. Record that. Stop the tape. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. When we get back, more of this and so many other rants and getting into the last segment. 14 minutes when we get back.
I made it. I can't believe it.
Join us on the backside, won't you?
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit JacksonvillePowerSports.com. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
American Electrical Contracting over on St. Augustine Road is expanding, and they need electricians. They offer top wages along with a benefit plan second to none. Paid holidays, vacation, 401k with match, bonus plan for all employees. A third-year electrician will get about 6 weeks' pay they did not have to work for. That's right, 6 weeks. 3 weeks vacation, six paid holidays, 2 weeks' pay for bonus. Who does that? American Electrical. That's who. Call 737-7770 or drop by their office on St. Augustine Road.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Joining me in the studio tonight is Angela Walker from Real Estate Radio.
Yes.
Great show on WBOB every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Definitely worth listening to. When we went into break, I was going on a rant and trying to answer Lori's question and countermand her statement about my narrow-mindedness on two people working in a family and how that women going to work destroyed or led or participated or accelerated the destruction of the American family.
That wasn't quite her question.
Okay.
What I wrote down was she would like to know why the drug or the domestic violence crime rate so high in Jacksonville.
Okay.
So my sister's sending me notes going, okay, wagons in Missouri have nothing to do with the crime rate, domestic violence crime rate in Jacksonville.
Well, let's look at the empowering of women. You've got the Me Too movement. Now, here's what I find that's
really... We need a Me Too movement. That's ridiculous.
No, you don't need a Me
yes,
Too.
We do.
No, listen.
Yes, we do.
We have a situation where women, they want to be treated like queens and protected. Obviously, when you're, if, and God forbid you're ever placed in this situation, but you and Howard are walking down the street and some thug comes up and wants to try and rob you, I would be willing to bet money that you would seek shelter behind Howard, not because of anything other than that's just ingrained in the female nature to allow.
I doubt it.
Well, all right.
if I can't, I'm just, all I'm saying is that, for example, we have an issue going on with female helicopter pilots around the country.
Wait, you still haven't answered this question.
I'm going to answer a question.
I don't think so.
It's more than cookie
it's
cutter.
It's domestic violence. Why is it happening?
Because women feel empowered to where they can spout off to a man. That's why. That's what it is. Wow. A man goes out, works his socks off every day from 7 o'clock in the morning to sometimes 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, sometimes one job, sometimes two jobs. And he comes home to somebody who complains because her car is 2 years old and she wants to have one just like Mary Beth in her sewing circle that just got a new car because her husband just got a promotion at work. That kind of frustration builds up.
I don't think you're in touch with why people have domestic violence.
Okay, well, maybe you can enlighten me.
Drug abuse, alcoholism, people behave differently in those circumstances, and they can take that fine line that exists between love and hate and take it right on over to the hate side.
Okay.
And I really think it has so much more to do with that. And I think it has to do with, you know, in today's time, it could be that men are not working and the women are working.
Could be. But here's the answer to all of that.
They feel bad about themselves.
You act as does a high percentage of people in this country, that drug abuse and alcoholism
Absolutely.
Is a disease.
No, I don't.
Well, it's not. It's a choice.
I've heard both sides.
You can hear both sides, but you should only be listening to one. It's a choice. Nobody puts a gun in your hand and says, throw back another one of those scotch and waters. Nobody puts a gun in your hand or a gun to your head and says, shove that needle in your arm or smoke that next joint. And if you think it's bad now, it's going to get worse when they start legalizing marijuana.
Because I agree.
I know people right now that are perfectly normal that are just lining up to find a doctor that's going to give them a script so that they can go down and get medical marijuana. And then all of the stuff they did in college, sitting on the couch going, oh, man, that's some good stuff right there. They'll be able to do in the couch with, you know, of their own home. And whenever somebody stops them on the side of the road or stops them at a red light and gives them a ticket because their tag's out of date, they'll come up to the car and go, is that marijuana I smell there in your car there, sir? Well, yeah, but I got a script for it, you know. So we're leading to our own demise by doing some of the things we're doing. Everything is a domino. Everything's a chain. But I will tell you that the empowering portion, and what I was trying to go to, and all of my stories linked together, and if you listen to all of them, you will understand the thinking. We have a situation in the helicopter community all over the country where we have beautiful women, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous women that are becoming commercial helicopter pilots because it's an industry that was never really something that attracted these really gorgeous women. So what do they do now? They have their whole websites and whole pages set up called the Helichicks. And they have women on Instagram that are helicopter pilots that are posing next to their Jet Rangers or posing with their flight helmets or posing with their skin-tight flight suits. They want to be materialized until you mention that you're materializing them. They want to be treated as though... No, I'm not going to take her retribution tonight. They want to, No, because she's just going to say I'm saying the wrong thing. She's done this to me before.
You don't like women talking the truth to you.
Intelligent women that have something to contribute. Yeah, I got no problem with that. But not somebody who's just going to say, no, you're wrong. I've had this happen before. I've had this happen with multiple callers where they have something ingrained in their head that stop sign doesn't say stop. It says yield. And no matter how much you tell them it says stop, they're still going to say it says yield. And that's just the nature.
I really don't understand your complaint about the women helicopter pilots.
Because those are the same women that'll jump on board with the Me Too movement.
So
how do you expect a human male, and I know if Marshall Wood's still listening out there, he's on his couch going, yeah, Bill, because how do you expect the male, the human male, to turn off something that's ingrained in their psyche?
He doesn't have to turn it off. He does have to control it. It's not his to touch.
Well, I understand
that's
that.
The difference.
Okay, the difference is if you go into a workplace in today, 2019, and let's say I was a realtor,
right,
and you came in dressed to go to a showing.
Yeah.
And I say, wow, that dress, you look beautiful today. That's an HR violation in so many workplaces across this country. That's an HR because it's allowed to be. If you walk in, a word that's perfectly normal in a lot of surroundings, you're walking down the hall and you say, that dress makes you look really sexy today. That's a terminal, that's
so
termination.
You shouldn't
offense.
Say sexy, but I do think you can say beautiful. And a strong woman is going to say, thank you. Or
but
I think
if you
I look
do
great
say
too.
That, in many cases, I'm not saying in all cases, but in many cases, you tell a woman that she looks beautiful, they're going to come back to you in today's empowered society. They're going to say, well, you're just objectifying me.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I disagree.
It happens. It's in court cases all over the country,
not
Angela.
Not for saying you're beautiful. That's not what they're saying, Bill.
Oh,
that's not
I gotta
what they're saying.
I got to disagree with you. Men have to walk on eggshells.
So
something
do women.
No, it's not.
Yes, they do.
How many? I don't think you will find very. In fact, I don't think you will find hardly any men at all. Real men at all that say, I was sexually assaulted by that smoking hot woman that works down in the typing pool. I mean, men just don't, they're proud of it. I can tell you that if a woman comes up and wants to sexually assault Bill Hay, I'm going to say, yeah.
You right. know, there are actual court cases, right?
I know there are.
Okay.
But then
so
you got to look at the men
not,
that file
you're not
them.
Being fair.
But you got to look at the men that file them. Are the men. Men? Are they John Wayne men? Or are they...
No.
No, they're not. They're not. They're light in the shorts men. You know, there are no more John Waynes anymore. If there were, we wouldn't be having most of the discussions we're having in our public schools, in our workplaces. You'd have a better America. You know the reason why we get so much pushback against Donald Trump?
Right.
Regardless of what you think of him, he's about as close to John Wayne as we've had in 25 or 30 years. He says what he means. He says it no matter what is going to be printed about him in the newspaper the next day. And he keeps most, if not all, of the promises he's able to keep. Imagine what our country would be like if he wasn't having to convince elected representatives of our own country why it's important to keep our own citizens safe. How do you expect the Democrats to explain to a young lady's parents in California why we don't need a wall when an illegal immigrant raped and killed her? How is Nancy Pelosi going to sleep at night explaining to those parents why a wall wasn't necessary when that guy was deported four times? So you start talking to these parents of people that are victims of violent crime from illegal aliens, and then you tell me Donald Trump is wrong. We need more John Waynes. We absolutely need more John Waynes, and we need more June Cleavers. In fact, we probably need more June Cleavers than we need John Waynes, because we got to get some stabilization going in this country. The Me Too movement is going to do just as much degradation to the American woman as the ERA movement did in the 70s. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Angela, thank you for joining me here.
Thank you for
having
me. We'll
be back again next week at 6 o'clock. I hope you'll join us.